That's the greatest line you can ever bring into your business. I just laminated the front desk. Has anybody told you about our ... Okay, what's a holiday campaign? Event marketing, there's really hype in the marketplace. Everybody does it. There is, all the shops have Easter stuff out. All the shops have Halloween stuff out. All the shops have, you have a great excuse to offer someone something. Hey, it's like, if I offer you a discount on something, it sounds weird, but if I say to you, hey, we have a Halloween discount, has anyone told you about by the way, that's the greatest line you can ever bring into your business. I just laminated the front desk. Has anybody told you about our ... Change all your statements into questions. Because I want them to go, have you heard about our buy one, get one free? Like, no one's told me. Okay, now I've got permission to tell you. Have you heard about our Halloween special? No one's told me. Has no one told you about our Halloween special? Okay, our Halloween special is da-da-da-da-da. Now, I had that phrase laminated on all our computers. Has anybody told you about our ... And then they're gonna go, no. And then you're going to, and then when they say no, you've got permission to tell them about it, right? Cool. So there's justification, start date and end date, always, like it's 1 week. Runs for an entire month sometimes, like Valentine's Day. Valentine's is not a day, it's like it's Valentine's month, you know? You've got a very legitimate reason to offer a thing, and your never-ending list of holidays. Three things you need to have are, number one, you should always have a referral element. So so we do this, hey, it's Halloween, and I get, if every telephone call is this, has anybody told you about our Halloween, even if it's reminder calls, oh, has everyone told you about our Halloween special? No. Oh, well, Halloween is buy one, get one free. You're already a client, so friends and family or family can come for free. Who can we get booked? It's only for this week, only today. Whatever, or not buy one get free. It's buy one and everyone else. Once you bought one, everyone else wants to get checked. It's just a £10 or £20 or £30 or half price. Who else would like to get checked? So it's always a referral. Reactivation element, a series of emails going out. Segmented list. So it's like top spends. We're like, hey, it's Halloween. Why don't you Halloween, as we call it, Halloween, super cheesy, come for I'm the king of cheese, you'll see now, and like come for adjustment, we self-deprecating humor, we really, and then like I'm going to offer some of the top clients more than other people, always reactivation, hard, because it's like, it's weird, if I just ask you to come back, it's weird, but if I say, hey, we haven't seen, like, come back because, in Influence they talk about this, I think, or Tony Robbins, if you say the word because, like, it doesn't even have to make sense. It's like, I saw a guy once. He was like, they've done studies on this. If you just say, hey, can I just skip the line because, it doesn't matter what you say after because, statistically, people are more okay with it. I saw a guy skip a massive line at the airport going, sorry, it's Tuesday. Sorry, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, I've just got to jump to front, it's Tuesday. I've got to jump to front. And everyone's like, oh, it's Tuesday. What? Like, what do you like? Everyone's like, oh, must be Tuesday. It's a very important day for him to go do his thing. But like, I know he was bullshit. I know he bullshit his way. It's like Tuesday. He's just made it up, you know? So whenever you say, come because it's Halloween or whatever, it just sounds more legitimate. And then you should always have a new patient element, which I've taught you on Facebook, like just a Facebook. It's a Halloween. I've showed you some of the slides of like, it's like we do Facebook theme videos. So that's really the whole thing with the holiday campaign. These are our results, these are my board. So this is when you do the campaign, we go hard on the campaign. So this is Charles, and like, so like he's like, oh, we had 70 new patients within, so he did my new patient avalanche program, 70 new patients in 6 weeks, 20 leads from Facebook, and then this is where multiple forms of new patients is great. I love seeing, it's like, oh, and we had a successful screening, and oh, and then holiday campaign, 20 reactivated old patients within 6 hours of the first email. 20 new patients booked last week, boom, boom, boom. Oh, and we did a talk, you know, awesome. Here's what we do. We do less now in shorter times. We used to do a whole month, but now it's like for a week, every energy of the team is great to keep them up for a week. It's like hard for a week, push, and then collapse. Yeah, so these are the ones we do. We do Christmas, New Year, Valentine's Day, Easter, summer, back to school, Halloween. I would definitely, some of my US clients, you know, obviously you got, if it's Labor Day and you just had that, and you know, Thanksgiving, all very important days. You choose, but important stuff.
It'd be fun to do a royal wedding in the US.
We do. Here's the key. You must have razzmatazz when you do them. You must have decorations. You must go all in. Here's the thing. Okay, so I'll just show you what these are like. This is a great idea, by the way. So what we do is on Valentine's, we do hearts. So it's like whoever writes the best poem, and they have to have the word Halsa in it, and they have the word chiropractic in it, for instance, and you get amazing testimonials. And then the best one wins a prize. And then you decorate the whole front desk, and they're like, it's so cool, but you get these awesome testimonials. So I don't know if you know this. Do you know statistically, if someone writes a testimonial for you, that statistically they are longer clients. The business, their lifetime value increases. More from just writing the testimonial. Why? Because if I say something good about something, then I have to justify that by using the service or recommending the service. So the mind hates to not be incongruence, you know, to be incongruence. This is like my whole team, and you see all the kids got that, and the winners, and all the kids are that, so we got big. This was like a week ago. So that's Russell Brand.
Oh my gosh.
So that's one of our patients. So this is, they dressed up as Centurions, you know the movie Centurions? Russell Brand was actually in the movie. So it was like so cool, like they're back to health scheme. So he was actually in the Hollywood star, was in the movie, and then he posed for, that's my brother, like dressing up in drag, like if you will, on the day. So we like self-deprecating humor is the most underused type of marketing. Yeah. People love you being able to laugh at yourself and that dressing up as Father Christmas. Oh, they love it. And our dog. I love it. This is one. So everyone chose a different back to school theme. This was Springfield Elementary. Like check, like all in, eh? Like thing, and everyone dressed up, and like it's freaking awesome. Hey docs, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet got my book, it's completely free, New Patient Avalanche. It's exactly how I grew my 8 practices, saw 10,000 new patients every single year from the strategies in this book. Everything's in here. It's completely free. All you do is pay for the shipping and the postage. Click on the link. I promise to help your practice grow. See you at the next video.